This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man, well, and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man, so to face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. Trump now puts the auto industry in the spotlight and his own trade policy, which most Republicans would probably find repugnant. Obama's set for a fight. He wants to protect his legacy, and he's going to fight for Obamacare before he runs out the door. I guarantee it. And this is interesting development. President-elect Donald Trump forced the Republican Party to change a controversial item on their agenda, and he did it with just two tweets. The message was sent early Tuesday as Congress began the first day of the 115th session and swearing-in ceremony for members of Congress. On Monday evening, Republicans announced planned changes to the Office of Congressional Ethics that had been instituted by former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The changes were designed to allow for anonymous whistleblowers to make claims of ethics violations by members of Congress, but according to its critics, also allowed unsubstantiated accusations made for political expediency. Republicans, led by Representative Bob Goodlatte of Virginia, vowed to change the rules so that the office would be placed under the control of Congress rather than remain independent as originally established. The House Ethics Committee, which is run by members of Congress, would also have the power to stop any investigation under the proposed reforms. The controversial plan had been opposed by House Speaker Paul Ryan, who said that reform could be made to the office by bipartisan effort instead of unilaterally changing it. The plot was also heavily criticized by Democrats and others who said it was hypocritical after Trump won the election under the Drain the Swamp banner. So here's what Trump did. He tweeted out, with all that Congress has to work on, do they really have to make the weakening of the independent ethics watchdog as unfair as it is? And then he also wrote, maybe their number one act and priority should be to focus on tax reform, health care, and so many other things of far greater importance. Now, soon after the Trump tweets, the GOP announced they would be dropping their plan to allow the ethics panel to continue as it had been operating. Now, this is very interesting, and I'll tell you why. Because it shows that Trump is now going to use Twitter. He's going to use Twitter not only to circumvent the media, he's also going to use Twitter as a political as well as a legislative tool. He's going to use it for business. He is going to use Twitter, and the media isn't going to be able to stop him, and they are, frankly, pissed off about it. In fact, the crybabies in the media are complaining that Trump is controlling the agenda with Twitter. Yeah. How dare he? What is he doing? So, of course, the several mainstream media reporters whined on Twitter on today that this was this morning, that President-elect Donald Trump is setting and controlling the news agenda with his statements posted on his Twitter account. Really? So what? Get over it. Here's the problem. They don't like Twitter. They don't like the fact that Donald Trump is using Twitter to his advantage and playing them. You see, because according to the mainstream media, we should only get our news from the New York Times and MSNBC. So, of course, this whole big wine fest came after Trump, you know, forced the House GOP to reverse course on this whole ethics panel deal. And so he was able, with just a tweet, to set the agenda for the day. Now, this is revolutionary when you think about it. Because he is using social media and he's taken the power away from the gatekeeper media to filter his communications to the public. And the media does not like it. In fact, one media executive predicted that Trump's tweets would soon be ignored. Eric Lipton with the New York Times stated that the press's Twitter tantrum, he wrote this, Trump sets agenda every morning with exaggerated slash false slash destabilizing tweets, and then we all write about them, letting him own the day. Why? By the way, Lipton's Twitter bio reads as follows. Investigative reporter, New York Times, based in Washington, helping cover President-elect Donald Trump without fear or favor. Tweets detailing moves by Trump and other topics. Huh. Washington Post, Dave Weigel added his own complaint to Lipton's writing. Tweet stenography is a cheaper and more reliable source of clicks than original reporting. The Times, Maggie Haberman, by the way, Maggie Haberman is the same person that was exposed in WikiLeaks as being favorable to the Clinton campaign. Remember that? And, by the way, she never got fired. Yeah, none of these people ever got fired. So the Times' Maggie Haberman whined that Trump controlled the agenda all through the campaign with his Twitter account. This was the whole campaign, she wrote. This period was period, the period, whole period campaign. Okay. And then there was Bloomberg's David Giacomin. He agreed with Lipton writing, precisely. Can we stop now? What? Stop what? Covering them? They are so pissed off. They can't believe it. And the reason why, I mean, it really is amazing because, you know, Donald Trump, just yesterday with what he did by tweeting this out, he set the agenda for Congress just by tweeting that out. Congress said, you know what? You're right. We're not going to deal with this. And the media is, again, apoplectic. They can't believe it. How so? How is this possible? You're supposed to run things by us. We're the gatekeeper. We filter things out for the media, for the consumer, the ultimate consumer. We're the ones doing that. How dare you go directly to the people? We'll be right back. I got to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere.
back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. So the mainstream media now is complaining about Donald Trump because he's using Twitter as an effective communication tool to get his message out to the people. And, you know, you think they'd be happy about that, but no. They're pissed off about that because they've been taken out of the equation completely. And these are like, these media people are really pissed. The Wall Street Journal's Robbie Whalen, he says that, they tweeted this out, because his main goals are setting the agenda and getting us to chase rabbits and his work, and it's working. This is a reporter for the Wall Street Journal. The Daily Beast executive editor, Noah Sachman, wrote, the media will wise up about Trump, saying, someday soon, reporters are going to wise up and treat Trump's tweets like White House press releases, ignoring 99% of them, in other words. Not so fast, Skippy, because here's the deal. They're going to have to report on something, and that's the only access they're going to have. And this is the new media. This is new media, and Trump has mastered the new media. The new media medium. CNN media reporter Brian Seltzer. By the way, why does CNN have a media reporter? Because it's under the guise that this guy, Brian Seltzer, look, you know, you've seen him, little Brian Seltzer. He's a little pipsqueak. I'm sure he was picked on constantly as a child. And so now he's... he's a media reporter, but he's not a real media reporter. If you think about it, he's an advocate really for the left. I mean, that's what he is. He's a propagandist really for the media. But anyway, CNN's Brian Seltzer wrote, the concern among the media over Trump's controlling the agenda via his Twitter account has been going on for months, but claimed that the coverage would be the same if Obama were issuing press releases the way Trump tweets statements, saying lots of reporters and TV anchors privately asking this same question. True in November and December too, but I'm hearing it more in January. Seltzer also disputed Sachman's prediction, saying, counter argument, if Obama issued press releases saying what Trump says on Twitter, reporters would cover the heck out of the press releases. I actually agree. And, you know, there's also others. There are some reporters, mainly from conservative outlets, who have disagreed with this guy Lipton, the guy Eric Lipton. He's the one that works for the Wall Street Journal. He's executive, the investigative reporter for the New York Times. You know, a lot of them have disagreed. But here's the deal: it's going to be a very long 8 years of you not being able to control the media and control the messaging. See, that's the biggest problem here, is these people have always controlled the messaging, and now they can't, and it's frustrating them, and they need to get used to it, because this is what it's going to be like. You know, we remember all through the election process, we heard, how many times did you hear this? When's he going to start being presidential? When's he going to pivot? Everybody was waiting for the pivot, right? Well, this is it. There is no pivot. This is what he's going to do. he's going to do this over and over again, and you're going to have to, I mean the media, you're going to have to accept it. Now, frankly, I mean, I've heard this over and over again. Like, why is it that, you know, Donald Trump is tweeting? You know, we shouldn't really give him any credence to these tweets. I mean, what are you talking about? This is the reality now of Donald Trump. He is going to tweet. And if you think about it, I mean, he's done this throughout the campaign. Whether it was tweeting or he's been a disruptive force. And it's something that that the media is going to have to get used to. And I don't know if they're ever going to get used to it, but I think it's great. I mean, like, you know, you hear all these, this is the standard line from the mainstream media and from members of Congress and Senate, right? And they'll get on it. You'll see them. They'll get on the show and they'll be like, well, you know, he's tweeting out things and it's really not good that he's tweeting. I think I was watching the other day with Sean Spicer, and Sean Spicer goes, well, why? That's what I was thinking. I'm like, well, how come you don't like him tweeting? Why? I mean, again, it's the same thing with this Russian hack thing that they're alleging, which is a completely bogus story. In fact, did you watch last night the interview with Julian Assange? I'm going to talk about that a little bit. But it's the same thing. It's like, you need to believe what we're telling you. Well, no. We don't believe what you're telling us, and this has been a long time coming. Again, these same people that criticized George W. Bush and the intelligence community for weapons of mass destruction, now I'm supposed to believe what you're telling me? No, I don't believe. You know, again, this is a healthy thing that that we should question government. It's a good thing. In fact, I remember when the left used to do that. They used to actually question government, question authority. For some reason now they embrace authority in the CIA. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Still so mad. Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. Back in the wind, battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Hope you better back up. Try and play the role, and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Well, President-elect Trump on Tuesday notched the biggest victory of his campaign to get automakers to keep jobs in the U.S. when the Ford Motor Company canceled a $1.6 billion Mexican expansion, saying it would add positions in Michigan instead. The company's announcement culminated a morning that started with Trump threatening to punish General Motors for building a version of its compact car, the Chevy Cruze, in Mexico. GM challenged his assertions, but minutes later, Ford, a frequent target of Trump's campaign trail criticism, struck a different note. Trump was very pleased. We are making this investment in U.S. jobs, Mark Fields, Ford's chief executive officer, told reporters at the automaker's plant in Flat Rock, Michigan, where it will add 700 positions. And this is key. Listen to this. One of the factors we're looking at is the more positive U.S. business environment that we foresee under President-elect Trump and the pro-growth policies he has been outlining. So this is a vote of confidence around that. That was the quote from the CEO of Ford. The White House, for their part, though, took credit. Yeah. The White House took credit for Ford scrapping the Mexico plant and creating 700 new jobs in the U.S. Listen to what Josh Earnest said. This is today at the White House. This is at the White House press briefing today. Here's Earnest.
And I noted that over the last 5 years or so that Ford has actually increased the number of workers at their company by about 28,000. So this is only the latest step in a long-running, significant, and positive trend for the U.S. economy that those jobs are being protected. So that's obviously good news.
Liar! So, not so fast there. So they took credit? I mean, the quote is, where's the quote? Let me see. Where is it? Okay, here's the quote. One of the factors we're looking at is a more positive U.S. business environment that we foresee under President-elect Trump and the pro-growth policies that he's been outlining. So this is a vote of confidence around that. I didn't hear the CEO mentioning anything about Mr. Obama. I know there was nothing about Mr. Obama. I mean, come on. I mean, this is again. You know, we've now seen this with Carrier. We saw this with Boeing. With it's amazing, and this guy's not even president yet, and he's already making America great again. He's already making deals. And remember one thing, he doesn't have to do this. He could be just concentrating on his transition and getting his transition team together and getting positions filled and not wading into the waters of policy. But he's not. I mean, look what he's doing. And it's really amazing what he's doing when you think about it. I mean, here's a guy that is already making a difference. He's already the president. This is what I've said, that he basically became the de facto president. And so now Obama is going to be scrambling because he realizes that his legacy is going down the toilet. That he doesn't have a legacy. His last remaining thing is, of course, the Obamacare. The Unaffordable Care Act, as it were, as people call it. When you think about it, what is the Obama legacy? I mean, honestly, the foreign policy has been just a complete joke. It's been a nightmare. Literally, it's been a nightmare. Domestically, what? I know that the official line is that we've created jobs. Really? You got the highest level of the labor participation rate, lowest it's ever been. The highest number of workers out of the workforce at 95 million people out of a country of 300 or so million. It's almost a third that are out of work, that have stopped looking for work. What is the Obama legacy? The Obama legacy, if you think about it, is what? The great claim to fame is Obamacare. And now Obama is actually today on the Hill in a last-ditch effort to try to save Obamacare. But it's not going to work. It's not going to work. In fact, you now have... I heard this yesterday. I couldn't believe this. There are 10 senators now that are up for re-election. 10 Democrat senators. There are 10 Democrat senators that are up for re-election in states in which Donald Trump has won. That's right. And why is this significant? I'll tell you why it's significant. Because you're going to have senators that are going to abandon Obama in droves. In fact, here's a good example. Here is Senator Joe Manchin talking about just that. This was on
obviously, there's a lot of talk about the meetings with the president and the congressional leaders over the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Are you going to attend that meeting?
No, I'm not. I can't, in good conscience, I can't do it. If anyone listened and paid attention to what the American people said when they voted, they want this place to work. Can you imagine in here, with all the respect of all these people involved, but We have the outgoing president coming up here today to talk to only Democrats, only Democrats. We have the incoming vice president coming up to talk only to Republicans. Joe, that's not what makes this place work, and that's really what's wrong with the place. I just think it's absolutely wrong. We have affordable health care, Obamacare, whatever you want to call it. 172,000 West Virginians have health care for the first time. It's not perfect. We got a lot of repairing to do. But to say you're going to throw the baby out with the bathwater and repeal the whole thing. Here we have the incoming vice president who had Medicaid expansion in Indiana now saying they want to repeal the whole thing. I'm willing to look at replacing, repairing, doing anything that we can to make it better. But put something on the table. And I think, I just can't believe the Republicans will go down this path and just throw it out and say, trust us, in 2 or 3 years, we'll fix it. Joe, I've been here for 6 years. We haven't fixed very many things. And anyone that has trust or belief that we will fix it, they're living in fantasy land.
So here's the problem. I'll tell you what the problem is going to be. Once you give someone something for free, they tend to like it. They tend to like it. In fact, that's what the government does, is they put it out. See, they knew that if they offered people a benefit that and they were getting something, that once you get something, you don't want to give it up. It might be screwed up, but if you get any kind of benefit out of it, and that's what the Democrats wanted. It's exactly what they wanted. And that's what entitlements are, basically. It's like a bribe and a wink, wink, and a nod. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
The show, 877-317-6432 is the number here. We are joined now by Tim Meyer from Talk Media News out of Washington, D.C. Tim, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How's the weather out in Miami? In Washington, it's freezing already, so we're getting ready for that.
Ooh. Well, I know I spent the better part of my life there, so I understand what it's like. It's 79 today.
Oh, geez, that's beautiful. Well, you know, it's been raining nonstop for the last few days here, and it looks like it's going to turn to snow later this week. So.
Oh, and I'm sure that everybody's going to freak out in D.C. because you know if it snows an inch, pandemonium breaks out.
The city shuts down, and it'll be an interesting day, January 20th. But hey, listen, you know, the president made a surprise visit on the Hill today. You know, trying to urge his troops to keep Obamacare. And Mike Pence basically went out there and told them like it's over. And I was thinking about this, Edward. You know, it's interesting that the Democrats, once they passed Obamacare, didn't hold any town halls to see what kind of mess it was in. Like, go down to Wisconsin or the Midwest and start talking to people who can't even afford to use the insurance if the premiums are too high or can't afford to go to their doctors. Or in my own personal case, I would tell you that they talk about pre-existing conditions. I have a family member who has a pre-existing condition covered under the exchange program, but the prescription to treat it is not. The drug is not. So it's $4,000 a month out-of-pocket expense to pay for the drug that's not covered. So to tell me that, you know, we should just keep this Obamacare going, it has so many problems. You know, and it's, what, a few weeks and it should be over. You know,
well, look.
What's the good of having insurance if you can't even afford to use it, too? I mean, I have people that I know that can't even afford to go to the hospital for anything or to the doctor because their premiums are just too high. They got to pay out of pocket.
And consequently, people are going to the emergency room even more. Because remember, the whole point of Obamacare was that, you know, so that it would reduce the trips to the emergency room. You know, we're finding now that people are going to the emergency room more now because of exactly what you just said. And let's go back to your point about, you talked about, the town hall meetings and how they passed it. They never, you know, they never went out to the public. And I think that was done, purposefully, because if you think about it, let's look back legislatively. Like it literally received not one Republican vote. So you know, I mean, there was clearly no bipartisan support. I mean, there was basically it was shoved down our throats. And so so now you've got members of his own party. I mean, you look at Joe Manchin. In fact, I just right before you came on, I played the clip of Joe Manchin and how he didn't want to meet with Obama today. And there are, in fact, 10 senators that are up for re-election next year that are in states that Donald Trump won. So I think that you're going to find, I think that, you know, Joe Manchin is probably the first of many that are going to probably abandon the president and maybe seek, you know, some type of a bipartisan agreement with Donald Trump.
I think that's a real possibility. One thing I really hope that they look at, you know, the average, you know, wealth of a congressman is you know, over $1 million. Now, they have to go to the exchange program, but they get to pick out the most expensive program that they have. And guess who pays for 75% of it?
We do. Here. Yeah.
You know, and one of the things that they try to do at one point is have an exemption and say, look, this is ridiculous. Why can't Congress just be like an average American? Just strip them. They have to pay for it themselves. Let them pay for it themselves. They certainly can afford it and so forth. I guess, you know, I mean, you know, Ted Cruz doesn't get insurance from the government because he gets it from his wife, I guess, works on Wall Street. But most of congressmen and federal employees do get it. So I think that's one of the most interesting things I think about when I think about the exchange program is Congress gets the best of the best and we pay for it. Why am I paying for my congressman's health insurance? I just don't understand why I have to pay for it.
Yeah, and they get the Cadillac plan, right?
Yeah, they get the best plan. But the problem is easy to find unless they're in some states where a lot of these insurance companies and providers have walked away. And there's very little choice, like in states like Arizona. Not too sure how it is out in your state, but you know, a lot of these states they just don't have a choice. I mean, and the insurance company that they have to take is such a burden because they only take a certain number of doctors, not your family physician, so they have to travel quite a distance just to get care. So on top of that, so there's all of those types of things that you know. To me, you know, to say that I've always said this. To people, and they say, well, he insured what, X million number of people. But the question was never asked. Of those million, how many used Obamacare? How could afford to use it? Nobody knows.
Well, you know, they always tout that number, that 20 million, right, that are now insured. But what they don't tell you is that close to 18 million of those people had lost their insurance from before. And so really we had probably a net gain of maybe 2 million people.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the reasons they lost their insurance is because we're putting such a burden on companies picking up this huge tab for insurance, and they're just saying we can't afford it. I know from firsthand too that I know friends and people have lost their jobs simply because look, the companies wanted to do the right thing; they have to provide the insurance, but they can't afford it. They can't afford to pay it. So they, instead of, you know, trying to figure a way to do anything, they basically end up laying off these individuals that have been there
right.
For long term. You know, so I mean, that's a serious problem that we have. And I'm really looking forward to the Republicans have several plans. I do believe, like you said, I do believe these Democrats that are up for reelection, once they start going into their states and actually talking to people who have this insurance, I think they're going to find out that this is a major issue. I mean, you know, I think people are getting overreacting because I do believe they're going to keep some of the popular aspects, keeping your child on insurance until 26, pre-existing conditions and things to that. They'll set up some pools. to cover that. So I don't think that is going to go away. I think those are just scare tactics. But, you know, I do think, you know, having this mandate is a major issue, and forcing people or penalizing people that they must get insurance, and fining them and so forth. Just not the way to go.
Yeah, and I think really, I mean, one of the underreported stories of this election cycle is the fact that I think there's a lot of people that voted for Trump based on exactly that, on Obamacare. I mean, I remember when the premiums they came out. It was that I think it was like the Thursday or Friday, right when the Billy Bush tapes came out. Remember that? And
right.
I got to tell you, I think that had a devastating effect on the campaign, and really affected Hillary Clinton. And I think that for the most part, I think that people viewed that much more negatively than, for instance, the Billy Bush sex tape, which nobody really cared about, I think. So I think that was one of the stories, and I think that the media hasn't really reported it.
I think you're correct. And I was reading something about Zuckerman today on Facebook, and he said that, you know, the Facebook really missed. They really missed the election, and one of the things he said he was going to do is something the Democrats, you know, I'll give him credit. He's going to go to these small towns, these Midwest areas, and start talking and visiting people. And I think that's what the Democrats and a lot of politicians are going to need to do, to understand what's going on in this country.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Hey, listen, I got to run. You know how it works on radio. We got to go take a break, but thanks for calling the show, Tim. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you too. Have a good one.
All right, Tim Meyer from Talk Media News. We'll be right back. The madness and the mayhem returns in a moment.
Thank you for tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.